Hello and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts, Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie.
And a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us tonight. So today is episode 168, and we are going to be chatting about what is on our coffee table. So now it's time to grab your knitting or crochet, or grab a drink, or go on that walk and tune in, because we're about to get started. Well, it is good to see you guys, as it is every Monday night when we meet. Should we start with what's on our needles tonight? Or what are we working on, I guess?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it me first this week? Are we going backwards?
Yeah, why don't you start us off?
Okay. All right. I am actually working on a knitted color block blanket that I am so close to completing. I have one square left, which I've kind of been saving for the right moment, because I'm sad to let this project go. And then I'm ready to do the border. And I will tell you guys, yesterday I played yarn chicken. And I'm not even kidding you, less than 5 grams left of every single color.
Wow.
Insane.
That's like the perfect project, Natalie. That's so cool. That's so brave. But that's
I almost wasn't brave. I almost ordered more yarn, but the timing of it, I wasn't sure it would get here in time. So I panicked and I was like, I need to make this work. So I was prepared to like take out rows of my last square, like whatever I had to do to make this yarn situation work. I was measuring on my scale, like how much do I have versus how much does this weigh? And I figured out that it would be okay, and it is okay. It's very minimally okay, but it's okay. So that's what I've been working on. And I'm also working on my crochet hat for crochet hat series. So that's coming along nicely too.
Awesome. Good projects.
Yes.
Every once in a while, yarn chicken just adds to the excitement of your project. You know, you just go.
Real nail biter.
Yeah. Knitting is not boring. Knitting and crocheting are not boring.
No, I had to talk myself down at one point. I was like, you don't need to be this stressed about it. Like it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Our favorite words, make it work. Make it work.
Yep, exactly.
All right. So this is Kathy. And on my needles right now is I am knitting the swaddle for the swaddle buddies. I got to get these names correct. The swaddle buddy class that I'm doing. I've knit 3 swaddle buddies. I've got a bird, a cat. Oh, that's cute. A cat and a bird. And I think my last one is going to be the lion.
Oh, fun.
And then the little blankets that wrap around them because they're swaddle buddies. So that's what I'm working on.
So cute.
Fun. So fun.
Nice. And I have a couple projects in front of me right now, but currently I'm knitting on the third hat for the knit hat series on the calendar. It's the Worcester hat, if you guys have ever done it, in the Year of Bulky Hats by Kelborn. It's a really fun stitch pattern. It's a little like tiny cable, a little bit more on the advanced side. Like if you know a basic cable, this is like the next step. And I also just bound off the last stitch of my sampler pillow that is a class that's starting soon. And I was playing a little bit of yarn tricking myself on this because I had plenty of yarn, but I was really trying to keep it a 3-ball project because it's an 18-inch pillow form that has like this slit opening in the back. So it's more like a sham pillow. It has like a little knitted edge all the way around too. But I was like, oh, I really don't want to dip into a fourth ball because I'm almost done. And like, I have this much left of the third ball. It's like a handful of yarn left. And I'm like, this is perfect. So all went well there. I just have to weave in my ends. But it sounds like we're all having a good time with our projects.
I'm in your class, by the way. I can't wait.
Oh, fun. I'm really excited. I just finished writing up the pattern this afternoon, actually.
Very cool.
Wonderful. All right, guys. Well, should we jump into our topic here of what's on our coffee table?
Absolutely. I was just saying, Brianna, I realized my microphone was muted. I was like, is Mercury in retrograde? Why did we have such good luck with these? awesome yarn this week.
I don't know. I'm going to look it up.
It's not. I just Googled it. It's not. So well, it's just pure luck.
We're just having a really, no, I wouldn't say it's luck. It's skill. I'm calling it skill.
We finessed it. Yeah.
It's that confidence too. Like the yarn is not going to win. I'm going to do this.
There you go. Yeah.
Definitely. Oh, all right. Well, Nat, what's on your coffee table? What's happening?
Okay. So this is an interesting question because I have been cleaning a lot this week because I just got back from my honeymoon and our entire house was like mayhem with just stuff that we brought in from the wedding. So if you had asked me this question last week, I probably would have had like 30,000 things on my list, but I did clean my coffee table for this reason this weekend because I needed to have like a realistic idea of what lives there. So are we doing like one item at a time or how do we want to do this?
Yeah, let's do like a round robin. So what's the first item that comes to mind?
We always have coasters on the coffee table. That the coffee table is a hand-me-down that we got. It is a very nice coffee table. I did not grow up in a coaster household. Chris did. So he has introduced me to the idea of the coaster and he is religious about the coaster. So we are big coaster people.
Wow. Natalie, I'm right there with you. We did not grow up in a coaster family either. And you know, I don't know if Ed did or not, but I think we received a lot of cool coasters through our married life and now we use them. Now it's like you need to use them. But I think that's a cool part of like this topic is a little bit about where's your coffee table from. So my coffee table is a hand-me-down. It is my mother's kitchen table. And I absolutely love it. It has leaves on both sides that drop down. And my the gentleman who did a lot of work for us here, we cut the legs to be a coffee table height and he put pads on them. And so we have a coffee table with extenders.
That's awesome.
It's really fun, but it's just filled with greatness. It's not beautiful, but it's my mom's kitchen table. So, but what's on it? So here's the first thing that jumps out at me is I have a plant on my coffee table. It is a philodendron. And I just want to say that it's very special to me because my first job in life was working in a greenhouse. And my friend Jan and I, we had two main jobs. And one of the two jobs was we were the philodendron greenhouse girls. Ooh. And so I kind of just recently got a philodendron and I did some cuttings and propagated it and gave her those cuttings for her birthday. And now it's growing there. So we're going to kind of make it like the next sourdough bread experience that you have to continue to grow your philodendron, cut it and pass it on to somebody else.
I love that. That's
a good idea.
Fun. Yeah. There's such, you know, I kill every plant, even ferns.
Yeah.
I've killed. My neighbor told me that you can't. And I did. But I have to say, I think a philodendron, I'm going to knock on wood. I think a philodendron would be the indestructible plant. I think I got it.
All right.
I'm surviving. Okay. Brenda, what's on yours?
So my coffee table is also inherited. It actually came with our house. It was John's grandmother's. We still have a lot of furniture that was hers that we kept because it goes with our style and like the vibe of the house. It's everything's like a dark cherry color that she has. So it's like this really plain oval coffee table in this cherry wood with like 100 layers of lacquer on top. It's awesome. Because you could spill anything on it and it doesn't hurt the table. But the one thing that we have on it is, I'm sorry, I have to copy Natalie's coasters. Because we have like 100 coasters. And again, like half of them came with the house. They're like little saucer dishes almost, but they have that like blue and white Japanese style China look to them. They're very pretty. But she has always used those as coasters in the living room. And then my mom made us these felt coasters with initials on them. So like my initials and John's initials on all of the coasters. So we use all of them interchangeably. We're coaster people. I love it.
I just shout out coasters for a minute too, because so where I sit, my chair, I have a glass table beside me and I still use a coaster on the glass. And Natalie, your mother for your bridal shower did those crocheted leaves.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I have that. That is my coaster that I use on my table.
Oh, I love it.
And I even kept the tag on it because I just love it.
I love it. Oh my God. I'm going to tell her she would be so thrilled about that. I have them on my bar cart and they're great.
They're wonderful. Yes. Yeah. Special.
All right. Such a great idea. I love coasters are a wonderful gift, just as a PSA to everybody.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. What else, Nat? Do you have something else in your coffee table?
Yeah. So we have the pile of mail that will get checked once every 2 months. It like we read it when it comes in and then it gets thrown in the pile of mail. And then at some point in the next 1 to 2 months, it will make its way to the shredder. That's kind of our pipeline, but it starts at the coffee table.
I love it. Never thought about it.
I love that it has a half-life of 1 to 2 months on the table.
Oh, it's like until it becomes so like grotesquely obvious as like a mess that we need to take care of it, or someone's coming over and like it can't live there anymore. There's the two options. So,
and you let it live with you right in the middle of your life until it hits the shredder.
Well, and I believe in organized chaos. Like I know where these piles are. Like, it's mess, but it's consistent mess. So like if we're missing something, we know it's in the pile of forgotten mail on the coffee table. You know, you just have to go through that pile, which is easier on some days versus others, but it's there.
It's there. All right. So another thing that I have on my coffee table is I have a candy dish and it has pretty much always has the same candy in it. It has Werther's. I only like the original Werther's. So it's, you know, when you can't get them, boy, it's tough. Werther's and the individual wrapped Lifesavers. So it's kind of, you know, the candy that you can grab and put in your pocket. I have a friend whose mother by the door, this is when we were, you know, high school all the way up until we no longer got to visit her. She always had a candy dish by the front door, but we don't really have a table by the front door. But it was always fun to just help yourself to that little sweet on the way out the door. So ours is on the coffee table.
Love that.
That's a good place to put a candy dish when you're sitting down, relaxing, or like chatting with a friend, just something, a little sweet treat or freshen your breath up.
Exactly. Wet your whistle.
Yes.
There's an oldie.
All right. Well, my next thing on my coffee table is the biggest piece of something that we have on any table, and it's a Scrabble board. We just leave our Scrabble board. It's one of the turning ones, so it's this big case that you can put all of the stuff inside of the board, and it spins like a lazy Susan. We leave that out all of the time because John and I like to play games, and like, you know, if we're just hanging out watching TV, especially on the weekend, you know, like I'll be knitting and he'll be watching TV, playing on his phone, and then we'll also be playing Scrabble at the same time, and we'll just have a game going all day long. It's also really nice, like when people come over, just something to do while you're talking. It's fun. I love games, and Scrabble is one of those easy ones. Everybody knows the rules. Anybody can play the game, and it looks beautiful on the coffee table.
That's neat. I want a Scrabble game.
Yeah, come over and we'll play Scrabble.
Lady Susan, yeah.
That's a great idea. It's like those passive activities that make hosting really easy too. Like, yeah. People know that it's going to be there when they get there. I feel like it's just kind of like a thing people look forward to. Yeah. And when you don't know it's going to be there, it's like a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, like, oh, Scrabble sounds like fun.
Yeah, exactly.
That's neat.
Love it. Well, I feel like my coffee table has zero style, you guys. Mine is purely like we are surviving out here. My next thing that I have on my coffee table are our remotes. So we have like a Roku remote for our TV. We have the sound bar remote because sometimes when we watch Survivor, we like to have the surround sound on. And then it's just, you know, the soundtrack's just so good. And then the third remote that we have on there is just like our regular TV remote, but they're always lined up on the coffee table.
Nice.
That would be essential. You know, Natalie, I think we heard this last night because Ed commented there's a new episode of Survivor starting.
Yes. So there's a new season of Survivor. It started 3 weeks ago. We watched one half of the first episode because it came out like 3 days before our wedding and we were like so busy. We didn't even get to watch it. So we have some catching up to do, but Chris has been like back and forth and away. And so next weekend I am watching all of the available Survivor to me.
I hear Survivor. And I think of you. I just think, oh my gosh.
I'm so excited. I think this season's going to be good. Last season was really good. So we'll see.
Cool. All right. So another thing on our coffee table, we've got like lots of little things on our table, but there is no style to ours, Natalie. I don't have a Scrabble board. I want the Scrabble board. But we have a candle. We always have a candle. And my neighbor downstairs gave this candle to me recently. And it's really fun, but today it's kind of sad, but it's a candle her friend made. And it says on the glass, they print it, smells like an eagle's wings. You're supposed to burn it during the Eagles football game. And I will tell you that I didn't light it yesterday and the Eagles did lose. So I know I feel so responsible, but I just thought it was so cute. Smells like an eagle's win.
So, I love that.
That's a very cute idea.
Yeah.
You should have lit that candle. They would have won.
No. Oh, I'm sure that Jalen Hurts would have not had four interceptions if I lit the candle.
Yeah. He would have known.
Yeah, he would have. I smell the candle.
I love our Philadelphia superstitions.
Oh, it's crazy. Get ready. We got a game tonight.
Well, I don't have a candle on my coffee table right now, but I do have room spray on my coffee table. However, the bottle that I was using broke. It was like a glass bottle and it was very pretty. And the trigger part of the spray just like stopped working one day. So I've been using an empty rubbing alcohol spray bottle. So there's just like a bottle of rubbing alcohol on my coffee table, but it's actually room spray. It's like an air freshener. It smells, the name of it is Sanctuary. It's from Grove. If anybody's ordered anything from Grove, it's the best smell ever. It smells like a summer night in the woods. I love it. And I use it all year round, but I have been looking for a glass bottle to put it in, but I cannot find one that works for like long-term use. And I hate to like keep throwing them away. So rubbing alcohol spray bottle with room spray in it. It looks very out of place, but that's what we have.
That's some pretty nice air freshener from Grove.
Yeah.
In the rubbing alcohol bottle. I love it.
Yeah. A little Delco in our, we're trying to be fancy, but we're adding some Delco in there.
What would that dispenser be? An atomizer? Is that what they would call that type of a dispenser?
Yes. Or I think so.
Yeah.
The word going through my mind, an atomizer. Okay.
So if anybody sees one that's nice, let me know. Okay. I've been looking for one.
Keep my eyes peeled.
All right.
I also have what you could call a candy dish on my coffee table. You could call it that. It's more of like a catch-all. Every once in a while, we'll like find a seashell and put it in there. Some spare buttons, put them in there. And then on the top layer is like candy. So it's kind of like a surprise bowl.
You never know what you're going to pull out. It could be
edible
or dangerous.
Oh, there's a layer of stitch markers in there too for when I need them and I'm on the couch. I kid you not, this is probably the most useful place in almost our entire apartment. Like, if you can't find something small, it's in the dish. We put it there. Like, oh, there was a nail in a little plastic bag from like that like photo that it came in the mail with it and we can't find it. Oh, it's in the dish, you know? But you don't know because there's a layer of candy on top. So
honestly, though, that's a good idea to have a catch-all dish for that little stuff, especially the knitting things, because maybe more likely than not, you're sitting in the living room to knit, or, you know, you're just, like, in your house. But, like, you know there's stitch markers in that dish.
Yeah, I know they're in there. And you know what? If I have to eat through a layer of Tootsie Rolls to get there, I will.
Yeah. Tootsie Rolls in the candy dish are always good too. Wow.
So good.
That's great. You know,
our fruit bowl, this is really scary. Our fruit bowl has become that catch-all. It's so funny. We have these tacks that I was going to use for something, didn't know where to put it, put them in there. I have a Target thing from our shooting that's in there. But then we put on top of it fresh fruits and vegetables. Oh my God. And we eat
layered dish.
It's the layered dish. Yeah, you got it. You got to have that ketchup. Okay. So another thing that we have on our coffee table is People Magazine, which I absolutely love. We were given a gift of this years ago, and the person who gifted this to us has continued to renew our subscription. And we both love People Magazine. You know, I didn't know that how much I really liked it, because in the past, People Magazine, you know, you only read it when you were waiting for the doctor and you couldn't really enjoy it. But People Magazine, when you're home and in your pajamas with a glass of wine, oh, it's wonderful. So People Magazine lives on our coffee table.
That's fun. That feels to me like a you're at the salon vibe, but you're at home in a comfy place.
Yeah, with your glass of wine.
Yeah. Awesome. So another thing on my coffee table is I have like this tray. Again, it came with the house. I don't know why we have it, because it doesn't really do anything. It just holds the remotes. It's just the remote tray. It's on the coffee table. We could just put the remotes on the table, but it's in a tray. It looks nice. I don't know. But yeah, we have two remotes. We have, you know, the remote for the TV, and then we have like a stereo, I guess you could call it. It's like a really old school situation. You can like listen to the radio. You can Bluetooth hook up your phone to it though, which is really cool. And we have like those tower speakers. So every once in a while we like, you know, listen to, you know, music or like KYW, because I'm married to John and that's all he listens to. So we listen to that sometimes. So we have two remotes.
I think that's my favorite fun fact about John. He loves KYW.
Every single day, guys. He listens to it every day. I love it. I love it for it because I get the news through him. It's great.
Yeah.
I thought you could only listen to KYW in your car. I didn't know you could listen to it in your house.
Anywhere you have a radio, you can. Or without a radio, because they're not, you can download an app and they're on that too. Oh,
wow. So you always know what schools are closed because of snowstorm. Like, do they do that anymore? You remember when it would snow and you'd be like, you would turn the radio on and you'd be waiting for them to call your school?
The number. Did you guys have numbers?
Yeah. We used to have it taped on the wall so that we could,
And they would do it in numerical order, and you'd be listening, and then somebody called your name like from upstairs or whatnot, and you missed that sequence of numbers, and you had to listen to the whole thing again. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we don't have, I don't know any kids that are in school, so I don't know if they do that. I know, like, usually most schools just post it on their website now, or like send an email, which is very disappointing.
It's sad. It's really sad. That was just part of being a kid, was having to listen for your school number to be called, and knowing your friends, like if your friends didn't go to the same school as you, but you knew their school numbers and you'd hear their school number, and then you'd be like waiting for yours. And yeah. And that was definitely, what was that? What would we call that? A it was an experience. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Delayed gratification if you actually did have a school day, a snow day.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Did we do the whole rotation again? Are we ready for one more?
Do you guys have one more?
I do.
Okay. All right. I can have one more. It's not really my coffee table. It's like my side table, which is in between like my couch and our chair. But the other thing on my side table is our like actual speakers for our surround sound, which is, it seems like a good spot for them, but they pick up like when you have the TV on, it picks up the background noise of whatever you're watching. So it can be very disorienting. Like I was watching Pride and Prejudice the other night and like the chatter from the ballroom was happening and I thought someone was in my house. And so like I was freaking out, but I have to remind myself every once in a while that I have this speaker and no one's in my house. It's just a surround sound. So that's there. I think about moving it all the time, but it's really the best spot for it. So
that's a little creepy though, when you hear a voice and you go, is that in the house or not?
And yeah, it sounds like they're in the other room. Like that's how muffled it is. It's crazy.
That's wild.
Yeah. So do not recommend, but also it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's not when you're laying on the couch and your ear's right next to it. Yeah.
All right. So we have one placemat on our coffee table, just one. And it's Ed's. We don't really eat in the kitchen, but I mean, eat in the living room. But Ed does every morning eat his cereal at the coffee table using this placemat. Well, I don't know really what he's watching. He's like a kid with a cartoon. He just reminds me, like when I walk out there and I see him, his eyes are glued to the TV with his bowl of cereal. I'm sitting on the sofa, you know, leaning over the table. And I'm just like, oh my God, you look like a six-year-old kid there just watching the cartoon. So Ed's placemat, one placemat is on our coffee table and it's only used for his morning cereal. Aww. 7 days a week.
That's okay. So fun. He's living life.
He is.
I love that.
Oh, and I have one more thing. A box of tissues, nothing fancy, just a plain old box of tissues. We have tissues all over the house because I overbought tissues at one point and they didn't fit in the closet. So I just started opening them and putting them in every room. And now we have a forever box of tissues on the coffee table. It seems like a good place for them though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You can never have too many tissues. We don't have enough tissues because I'm the one who needs them more than Ed does. And it never fails that like we have one tissue box for the whole house. And it's like, where's the box of tissues? And yeah, we need more. We need what you have, Brianna.
We'll overbuy some tissues.
Okay.
Like that. Dollar store, best place to buy tissues.
What a luxury. Like coming home with like 10 boxes of tissues. Oh my gosh.
The best.
Love it. I think that was it. Nat, you really stretched that out. I think we had some good options for coffee table belongings.
I think so too. I also like honorable mentions, like people who have like decor on their coffee table. Like I always wonder, how do you eat around that? You know, I'd be interested to know, like, do you move things off your coffee table for certain things? Do you keep them on all the time? People who have like coffee table books, like, does that get in your way? I don't know.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
I think that's really interesting too, because I think that like for us in our house, our coffee table is a working piece of furniture. Like we need it for the things that we have. And I think that's kind of true with all of us. So, but other ones are really purely for decor with the coffee table books on them or the centerpiece or
It is interesting. Every once in a while when we do laundry, we have to empty the coffee table and fold our laundry on there because the dog fur is everywhere else in the house. And if I put a clean pair of clothes or a clean whatever clothes in my drawer, if there's dog fur on it, I have to rewash it. It's terrible. So like we have to empty it off and then fill the coffee table back up with all the stuff after we're done.
And
maybe that's what people do. They just, you know, move it all and then put it back when they're done.
Ed does that as well. He folds his laundry in the living room, which baffles me because our washer is in the bathroom. And then he has to walk through the bedroom where the clothes live to go to the living room to fold the laundry. I'm like, okay, I just fold mine in the bedroom. But he does. He empties the coffee table. And maybe that's part of it, Brianna, is the dog fur factor. Yeah.
Maybe you should ask him. That seems like a very, like, intense thought process to pass the place that you put the clothes away to fold them.
Exactly. It's a lot of work.
Love it.
All right.
Does anybody have anything else to add about coffee tables? Can we talk about our favorite things to shout out this week?
Yeah.
Yep.
I am so ready. So my favorite thing this week are our measuring tapes with our little roots.
Yeah.
Oh. So I recently got a desk, and I haven't had a desk in a very long time. Chris's parents were very kind. They painted this desk for me. It's perfect for teaching classes, and I have a whole drawer dedicated to things I might need. And you guys know me. I'm not an organized gal. Like, I don't know where it is. So having that catch-all drawer for me of, like, a measuring tape, extra crochet hooks, like, tapestry needles, when I'm teaching and I need to show someone something, it makes it so much easier to give people what they need in the moment. So that is, like, my favorite thing in the world. And I go to these measuring tapes like 16 times a day. I'm not even kidding.
My eyes just popped out looking at that. How do we get those tape measures?
Well, right now they only come in the Notions pouch on our website. So it's one of those like vinyl pouches that you can fit a whole bunch of stuff in. My mom made those. But inside you get that measuring tape with our sticker on it. A pair of very nice like sewing scissors, like the ones that look like a bird. They're beautiful. A tapestry needle. And I think one other thing I can't remember right now. But all of that comes inside the pouch when you purchase it. And we have a few more on our website. I'm trying to convince my mom to make us some more for on this year.
All right.
No, they're handy. And this is not an ad, by the way. I just genuinely love them.
Yeah, I know.
Where I get it, because once I saw it, it's like, oh my gosh.
I feel like those ones are kind of easy to find too, because they're most of them that we have are bright colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have like three or four of them. So when in doubt, like I can always find one. And it's become like we need a tape measure for something. Like Chris will be like, oh, that's where he goes. Even though we have like a legitimate tape measure, we use the Roots tape measure. So
it's so much fun. I love it. All right. So my favorite thing this week, I've got a couple of favorite things, but I'm just going to go to the one, and it just happened today. And it is the pumpkin patch at Christ Church in Ridley Park. And I went there today. It is our tradition. And I just, it's the most amazing thing to walk up there and see an entire church lawn filled with pumpkins. It's just so fun. And then to pick yours out. So my favorite thing is the pumpkin patch at Christ Church in Ridley Park.
Love it.
Awesome. My favorite thing this week, it technically last week, I guess, but we weren't here. But it is like October. I'm in full swing for fall activities and a Halloween. Last weekend, we drove up to Shady Brook Farms in Yardley. It's like an hour from where we live in Drexel Hill, but it's such a fun place, a great, just like outdoor afternoon you could spend there. There's a lot of things to do for little kids, and we don't have little kids, so it was still really fun for us. They have a corn maze right now, and this year it's in the shape of Reba McEntire. It's very fun. It's awesome. So you go into the corn maze, and before you go in, they have a photo of what the maze is, and it's her face. It's Reba's face. It's so cool. So there's a corn maze. There's a pumpkin patch. You can pick your own pumpkins. There's still sunflower picking and apple picking this time of year. I think sunflowers are on their way out though right now, but they still have the apples. They have like a giant kettle corn stand. They have live music every time we go, even in the rain. It was raining when we went last Saturday, and it was still a ton of fun. They have animals. They have this like cute little haunted house you can walk through. A lot of food, a lot of drink. It's just like an overall pleasant experience and a good old time. If you go with a group of people or just, you know, like one or two folks, it's still really fun.
I love it.
Okay, so can I just say that full circle here, the People magazine that I picked up off the coffee table last night to read had a thing on Reba McEntire, and across the country, these farms, their corn mazes, I guess they're honoring Reba for something. And that's specifically, that corn maze was mentioned, the one you just mentioned.
No way. It is, I don't know what's going on with Reba right now, but like, she's everywhere. And her face was the corn maze. It was wild. We got stuck in her eyeball when we were in there.
Love it. Love it.
So we have some great favorite things this week. How about what's for dinner? What are we having tonight? What did we eat?
So we're having this sheet pan. I'm all about a sheet pan meal recently. Sheet pan gnocchi bake. So it's just a package of gnocchis, which are only like $2 at the grocery store. Not bad. Not bad. And I did like a squash and a zucchini. And then I threw a red onion on there with some chicken sausage that I cut up like into, you know, pieces. I threw it all in the oven. It's pretty good.
Nice. I feel like you've had that on a Monday night before. It always sounds really good.
I feel like we've only made it one time before, but I remember like explaining it. So I feel like maybe we did. I wonder if it was the last episode.
Well, that was a while ago, so yeah. It's fine.
That sounds delicious, though. Okay, so our dinner tonight, we ate out. So after we went to the pumpkin patch, we went to Rosemary's in Ridley Park. And we had their happy hour menu, which is really light bar fare. So we both had burgers and fries, and we had sodas, and it's like a bunch of glass of wine. Like, because I'm doing my podcast tonight, I think I'll go with a soda. But it was really, really, it was very good. It was our first time going there, and we sat outside. We felt very European, and it was just really good. And then we strolled across the street, and we went to Ardor Bakery, and we got eclairs that we're going to watch. No, we're going to watch. We're going to eat the eclairs while we watch the Phillies ball game tonight. So with my glass of wine. Okay.
That little area in Ridley is so nice.
It really is. And, you know, they put in a temporary footbridge where the bridge was closed. Yeah. So you now can walk across, which is really nice. We walked around that so you could experience that too. So it was just a lovely little time in that tiny little area of Ridley Park. Yep.
Yeah, love it. Awesome. And I haven't eaten dinner yet. I had a really late lunch today. I worked through lunch, so I ate at like 4 o'clock. John and I over the weekend fried eggplant from my parents' garden. We like sliced it up and deep fried it. It's so good. So I had a couple pieces of that reheated in the air fryer with some hot sauce, like buffalo wing sauce. And that was really good. I think I'm okay for the rest of the night. I ate a lot of eggplant.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Fresh from your parents' garden.
Oh, I know. You like cannot beat it, and it's still growing. Like, they still have eggplants that are gonna get picked soon, so I'm hoping that they'll just like give the rest of it to me before it's the end of the season, because we have been loving the eggplant. It's so great. I love it.
Well, if you need one more recipe to use eggplant with, I never heard of this, but yesterday I was with a friend, and my friend was telling me that her daughter was making eggplant meatballs.
Ooh.
And I thought, isn't that interesting? Yeah. So you could either, I don't know how she does it, but look it up, eggplant meatballs. I thought that would be a nice taste, a nice consistency. There you go.
Yeah. I will definitely have to check that out.
All right.
Wonderful. Well, do we have any news updates for anybody before we go tonight?
The only Roots news that I will mention is that we do have some late October, November classes out there that are still open for enrollment. A couple that come to mind I'm doing a crochet kitchen class. It's like a toy play food class. So consider that we're focused on breakfast this time around. So lots of breakfast foods, and that's still taking enrollment. And then I think, I know Monogram Socks is still taking enrollment, which is a really great giftable class, and that's filling up. So I would jump over there if you can. And then Brianna, do you have any classes coming up that are?
Yeah, we have, the knit sampler pillow. There's still time to enroll. It's coming up quick though. And then the other ones that I want to mention too are our Sip and Stitches. Mm-hmm. We had two earlier on the calendar that seemed to go over really well. So the next one we're doing is at the very beginning of November. So just in 2 weeks, we have the autumn leaves that are knitted. And in December, we have the crochet ornaments happening too. So if you can't really commit to like a multiple week class or something that's during the work week, the Sip and Stitches are Friday nights for 90 minutes. And it's just a one-time class that you need to commit to. And the one that I taught was a lot of fun. We did pumpkins a couple weeks ago and everybody had a good time.
Yeah.
I love that we can still continue to look like the rolling calendar almost.
Yeah.
Like there'll be the big launch, but there's still that opportunity as we go to take a look and go, my schedule's not what I thought it would be. I do have some time to do something else. It's great that we can keep looking for classes. All right. Then, any other announcements from Roots, or should I whisper next week's topic?
Yes. What's next week going to be?
Next week's topic, it will be episode 169. Who is your golden girl? Might have to brush up on the Golden Girls this week, but are you Dorothy, Rose, Sophia, or Blanche?
Ooh. I love it.
Why? And okay. I guess, you know, if anybody's listening, well, we know people are listening, but if you're listening and you want to shoot us that email to tell us who your Golden Girl is, we'll shout you out or invite you to join us. By the way, can I shout out one quick thing? I totally forgot this. Go back to the coffee table for a second. I have a friend who did reply today. We put some social media out there about what's in your coffee table. And this friend, I loved her reply. She replied, dust. Okay. I just couldn't miss mentioning that. Sorry. Okay.
Golden Girls, you guys, is streaming on Hulu because I'm going to need to brush up. But what if we also did, just spitballing, who's your golden girl? Like, who is like your feminine icon, you know?
Yes. Who is your golden girl?
Who's your golden girl? And who's your golden girl?
Right.
I love it.
Where you put the accent, right? Or whatever.
Yeah. However you like abbreviate it.
Emphasis, right. All right.
All right. Anything else that we want to add before we go tonight? Okay, great. Well, we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to where you listen to KSL and share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we're making a difference. And we'd also love to hear from you, and we invite you, just like we do every week, join us as a guest on a future podcast episode. We promise there's no work involved. Literally, Kathy comes up with all of the topics. I love it. So we just come hang out and have a great time. So email Kathy or Natalie or myself if you'd like to join us on the show. Our information is in the show notes every week, so you can email us. And hopefully you finished your row of your project, your drink, or that walk, because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.